कृष्णा और बड़े हो गए।
He is taking the cows with his friends to the forest, the beloved gopis of his. He is absolutely absorbed in them. They have divided themselves into groups and chanting Krishna's glories, the gopis. They are singing, dancing in such a way that wherever he is grazing the cows, how the deers are following him. The cows, how hearing his flutes, how tears are coming from the cows. They are having grass in their mouth, neither they are swallowing it, neither they are throwing it away. The clouds in the sky, he is giving shade and little drops he is throwing on Krishna. And Yamuna is giving water by her palm, she is giving lotus flowers at his lotus feet. Now Srimad Bhaktivedanta Tirtha Maharaj will describe about this pastime, about Gopi Geet. In brief, he will describe Gopi Geet. It's ringing something.
चरण मिले तम जे तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये, कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। सर्वप्रथम मंच पर आसीन अस्मदीय परमाराध्यतम गुरुपादपद्मभूमि
present on the stage
asankh koti dandavat pranati gyapan
gurudev, I am offering my obeisances to him।
tadanantar upasthit pujaniya sanyasi vrinda,
samasta vaishnavas,
samasta sajjana,
all the gentlemen, matae behno, mothers, tatha sisters and brothers,
sabhi ko yatha yogya mera,
everybody I offer my appropriate respects।
abhi
just now
aapne gurupad padma
ke mukha gurudev's lotus mouth you heard
braj ki smritiyon mein
the braj
braj ki sari kathaye
past times
jahan aap
where
in noida mein rakhein
in not in this noida you were in vrindavan you were residing in vrindavan
aur un vrindavan ki kathaon se
in this vrindavan
smriti ko jaga dekhi
we have again become we have again starting remembering these past times in Vrindavan। Gurudev has ordered me to speak these beautiful past times of Braj about the emotions of Gopi। I have been ordered to describe this just now you heard that
Golok Bihari
Golok Bihari Bhagwan Shri Krishna
is dharti par aa karke unhone
coming on this planet earth he has performed so beautiful past times। Two types of pastimes are his, one is full of Aishwarya, of opulence, others of Madhurya, sweetness। Bhagwan Shri Krishna, although he is Lila Purushottam Madhurya incarnation, he is Madhurya, prem only he wants to taste every time, but in Mathura, Dwaraka and other places, such places also the devotees, what we see, generally they are of mood of opulence, but Braj Bhumi is the land of prem, where Brajavasis,
Nishkam,
Nishwartha, selfless flame, they are filled with this sort of flame and Krishna is drowned in this ocean of prem and Braj. So Braj land is the land of prem, where Bhagavan Shri Krishna as a child he performed pastimes in Gokul for 3 years and 4 months he performed these pastimes. Afterwards, he performed his pastimes in Vrindavan.
Vrindavan
is Radha Rani's heart itself. By her own heart, she has manifested this Vrindavan. And in this Vrindavan, where Radha Ji, this is completely drenched with Radha Rani's emotions. So in this such Vrindavan, Krishna is performing his pastimes. Second, in Braj, there are five types of rasa are present, just like Shant, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhur. These five types of devotees that there are, they are serving the Lord Shri Krishna. But all of them, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhur, especially the three ras, they are mostly of these three ras. Krishna became Bal Gopal, a small child. This Sakya,
friends of Krishna,
they are performing pastimes as a small child, singing, dancing, playing. They very much Sukriti what they have gathered as a result of this. They are performing these pastimes, this wonderful, beautiful pastimes for Lord Shri Krishna. After this, we see Braj Gopis. Braj Gopis, the madhura, which is called as Shringaras or Maduras, it is
Gopis'
emotions, when did it arise in them? When in this material world pastimes, what he performed when Mother Yashoda, when she tied him up with the rope, from that time, Radha Ji had such mood towards her, it came in her heart that when Krishna is hungry, that because he is hungry, that's why he stole this butter, that's why Mother tied him up. So from today itself, I will feed him butter. I will feed him such things that he will not feel hungry. It's not that he will become hungry and steal butter, and neither he'll get scolded or bound by Mother Yashoda. From that moment onwards, her love towards Krishna kept on increasing. Secretly, somehow she's feeding him some things, cooking something for him, and day and her love for him is increasing more and more. Krishna and Balaram, both of them, taking the childhood friend and cows, they are entering Vrindavan. That time the Braj Gopis, they are running away from their homes, and in the Yamuna Pulin, the banks of the Yamuna river, they are collecting the flowers, make a garland, and they are waiting for Krishna with these garlands. When Krishna will come, and at this time when Krishna comes, then he performs so many of his beautiful pastimes. That time Radha Ji and Sakhis, they decorate him with flowers and garlands. Radha Ji herself, with her own hands, fruits and flowers what she has collected from Vrindavan, whatever she has cooked or brought in the afternoon, she feeds him in the shade with her own hands. So like this, she used to feed him. And since then, this kept on increasing. Mother Yashoda,
बछड़े चराते हुए वत्स पालक बना करके जबकि उनको भेजा तब माजसुदा ने उनके मस्तक पर मोर मुकुट बांध
दिया तो फिर से कपड़े को कसके बांध दिया then she tied him up nicely his dhoti and decorated him with peacock feather and gave him a flute also. Since then he started playing this flute, and with his flute playing he bewildered everybody, attracting everybody. Then Radha is saying, oh Shyam, please play this flute. That time when he is playing this flute, then the gopis became so bewildered, they became just like marionettes and like puppets, and they have become so attracted by this flute song that day and night they are absorbed in Krishna's love and affection. So just now you heard that
जैसे ब्रह्म मोहन लीलाएं की उन लीलाओं ने ब्रह्मा जी को तो ऐश्वर्य भाव से कुछ लीलाओं को दर्शन करा दी.
He gave darshan of some pastimes which were full of opulence actually. But the sweet pastimes of Braj in Kunjas which were being performed, they were also being performed now in Vrindavan. And the gopis, they sometimes are becoming so eager to see Krishna in separation of him. She is crying profusely, and Lalita Ji then comes to Radha and she says, I have never seen you cry in your life. Always your lotus like face, I've seen always smiling and happy. What has happened today? What emotions come in your heart that you are so eager and anxious? She's trying to pacify her somewhat. Sometimes Purnamasi Devi also is telling to Radha, oh Radhe, what happened to you today? How you have come to this condition? How you are trying so profusely? Why are you becoming so eager, anxious? Don't cry.
You,
if you love somebody, you want to love somebody, I will get you married to some very nice boy. Forget this black. Leave all sorts of contact with this. If you have contact with such black person, all life you will cry. In Bengal, the poets have described, the acharyas have described this emotions of Radharani in these words.
Nivarana jaygo anapath dhai mana kanupath dhaygo.
I am trying to control my mind. Don't go in that direction. Don't look at Krishna's face. Don't remember his words. Don't hear his words. Don't even look in that direction. And don't even speak what words he is speaking. But wherever I am going, he is always coming there. Always he is there. I see him present everywhere. Okay, I will not look in that direction. I will turn away my face. I will turn my face down, close my eyes. But when he comes right in front, this beautiful attractive Shyam, I can't forget seeing him. I cannot. My feet, I am ordering them, don't go. Oh yes, do not listen to his words. But every day I am being caught in this net of his love more and more. I am not able to forget him. I cannot forget him. I cannot. Without Krishna, I can't live. So like this, the prem is being examined. Their anurag is increasing day by day. In Bhagavad it is described, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Sukadev Maharaj is describing, he is describing his very beautiful form when day and night, how their love is increasing and their attachment towards Krishna, and there Krishna is going to graze the cows in entering Vrindavan.
Barhapiram,
this love.
Karnayo karnikaram bibhrat basam kanaka kapisam vaijayanti chamalam randha venuradhara sudhaya purayana gopa brindai brindarannam sapadaramanam pravisat giti kirti bhuvan mohan shyam.
Manmohan Shyam, the very attractive Shyam. He is not black. He is the effulgence of the beautiful blue diamond, like sapphire. So effulgent, he is so attractive that in no languages, no words can describe his beauty. But some words we can say that Barha Piram Natwar Vapu,
when in very youthful age,
when he is grazing the cows, going to graze the cows, on his forehead is this very beautiful attractive peacock feather, one mala, the forest flower garland in his neck, and flute in his hand, and is following the cows, and the sapphires are dancing and singing, and along with Krishna they are also singing and dancing and playing various musical instruments, and this very beautiful mood They removed all the Braj Basis. Then nobody remains in the home inside. Everybody comes out to see this on this very path where Krishna is following, going. And when they see this very beautiful form of Krishna, as if they are hypnotized, some mother-in-law is telling her daughter-in-law, "Oh, my daughter-in-law, don't go outside now. This nun's son, now he is going to graze the cows. No, whoever sees this, she becomes maddened. So you don't go outside this time." Daughter-in-law is saying, "Oh, my mother-in-law, why do you go? You are also going. You don't become mad. When my sister-in-law goes, then also you are not covering her. Why this restriction for me? Because I am coming to your home. You are starting to control me. You may tell how much you may forbid me. I will go." Now, mother-in-law, what she can say? She herself is going. How she can stop her? So at this path, she is stopping and waiting and seeing that how this Krishna at this time, the beautiful handsome Krishna, when he took his flute and touched on her cheek, she couldn't even understand, and she became like a puppet, and she's lost all external senses, and she is just standing there like a statue. Everybody has gone back to their homes. Krishna also has gone to raise the cows. The mother-in-law also has reached her home. She is cooking the food, but daughter-in-law, exactly like that statue, stunned, she has lost all external senses. Then they are trying to find out, where is my daughter-in-law? Then she is searching all around in all the homes, nowhere. At this path, she sees this, that, "Oh, you are standing here like a statue." She is just like a dumb person standing there, like some dead person. She held her by the hand, pulled her inside the home. "Come on, now we have to make dal. Just crush this dal." So she began to crush the mustard seeds. "Give me this now dal." When she saw this dal, not dal, she has crushed the mustard seeds. "I told you to crush the dal and you crush these mustard seeds. You have become useless, you have become mad. You cannot do anything in the home. You cannot work anything." And she said, "Go and bring water." She took 3, 4, 5 pots on her head and sent a small child in her hands, and she also gave a rope and a bucket to fetch from the well. When she reached this well, she put the pot on the ground and she has to fetch the water from the well. She is not tying this around the neck of the pot, she is tying at the neck of this child this rope. And these other women who were there, they are running. "Oh, what is happening? What she is doing? She is tying this rope at the child's neck," and she immediately held her hand. They held their hands and everybody saw that she has become crazy. She has become crazy because of Nanda's son. She has lost all senses. So immediately they themselves fetched water from the well, gave this water pots, and she is now going towards back towards home. But Krishna who has stolen her heart, what she will remember of this material world? She is totally absorbed
in Krishna's thoughts.
So this attachment of these gopis towards Krishna's lotus feet, eager in his remembrances, these Braj gopis, in separation of Krishna, when they are very eager, that time they are saying,
"Achnatam phalamidam na param vidama sakha pasunanu Bivesayator Vayasai Bhaktam Brajesasutayo Ranubenu Justam Jair Vadipita Manurakta Katacha Mosham." Sakhiya Kati.
Sakhi was saying,
"Are Sakhi?
Oh Sakhi,
chalo jai Vrindavan.
Let's go to Vrindavan.
Jaha,
where
Radha and Shyam Sundar,
both of them, the divine couple, they are present there, where Krishna is playing his flute. The beautiful, beautiful attractive form of Krishna, having darshan of this very beautiful attractive form, unless we do not become mugged, maddened, till that time we will remain in this material world, these duties of this world, it is looking like as if very important for us today. But
this
perfection of the eyes is except Krishna darshan, there is nothing else. So, oh Sakhis, let's go and have darshan of Shyam Sundar. So like this, the gopis are becoming so eager and kind. And
Radha Shyam Sundar's
divine meeting, they are wanting to see this, they are praying for this.
Radha ji
also in deep absorption, they are also, she is also describing so much beauty of Lord Shri Krishna. So wherever all these descriptions, shall I leave it? He is ringing the bell. Karatal Gurudev, it's become very late, Gurudev is saying, stop it now. So like this, the gopis are saying,
these deers,
the does of the Vrindavan, they are so fortunate that although they are destitute animals of the forest and they are also to have the darshan of Nanda, they are surrounding Krishna, although we are also females, but we have taken this form of human and we are so unfortunate, not as fortunate as the does of the forest, because we don't have as much attachment as the does have towards the lotus feet of
Krishna.
The river,
they
also, the rivers also want to touch the, embrace the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. These lotus flowers which are growing in the river, they are, which are growing in the rivers, they are throwing these flowers at the lotus feet of Krishna by their waves. Oh, we don't have as much attachment towards Krishna like this. So like this, in the separation of Krishna, they are praying, that also speaking that, oh Sakhis, let's go to Giriraj.
Till
we do not take shelter of our Mahan Purush, great soul, we will not be able to achieve Shyam Sundar. To get Shyam Sundar's darshan, if we have to achieve him, then we must take shelter of Giriraj.
Because Giriraj ji,
serving Krishna in all ways, so this great soul and Guru, this great soul shelter and Gurudev's shelter if we take, then only we will be able to see the sweet pastimes of Radha Krishna. So in this separation, they are suffering so much in Anurag, day and night they are crying from Krishna and praying that to, so that they may have meeting with Krishna, eager to meet him. Like this, the gopis' emotions, I have described some emotions of gopis. I stop my speech after this. After this, Gurudev is speaking. The Sadhan Siddha gopis,
Katyani ji ki,
they worship Katyani Devi.
Krishna ne unke vastr utharvaye.
Krishna stole away their clothes.
Apne munh bhanga bhar diya.
And then he gave their desires, fulfill their desires, that in next Purnim I will complete your desires, I fulfill your desires.
Iske baad mein Brahma ki ek ratri paryant ras leela hui.
For one night of Brahma, Ras Leela was performed. He performed Rasa Leela, dance and singing, and also disappeared from the Ras Leela. The gopis, they began to suffer in his separation.
Then,
at the banks of the Yamuna, Yamuna Pulin,
and
crying there, what song they sang, that is called, known as Gopi Geet. One of the shlokas from there is
Tava
Katha Amritam Tapta Jeevanam. The shlok
Kalma Shapaham Shavanam Mangalam Shri Madhavatam Bhuvi Gridantite
Bhuri Dajana. It's very late now. Gurudev Rasanand Prabhu are discussing. I have to finish. I have to go to some other place also before 8 o'clock. I have to finish it. So next year we will come again. Then
चार दिन का भी प्रोग्राम रखेंगे.
वी विल हैव अगेन फोर डेज प्रोग्राम एंड इन मोर इलेबोरेट मैनर वी विल डिस्कस अबाउट वेणु गीत, गोपी गीत, भ्रमर गीत,
जो रत्न है,
दोज ज्वेल्स विच आर इन श्रीमद् भागवतम, स्पेशली गोपी गीत.
इसका वर्णन करके हम
दीज डिस्क्रिप्शन वी विल
बतलाने की चेष्टा करें.
नेक्स्ट ईयर वी विल ट्राई टू हियर मोर अबाउट दिस. आफ्टर दिस
गोपियों की प्रशंसा कर रही है,
are being glorified.
Mathuri Juvatiya, Mathura the Yadav Patniya,
Yadav wives, they are describing to bring Krishna
Mathura mein,
to Mathura.
Kans ne Akrur
Kans
ko bheja,
sent Akrur.
Mano
as if
kisi ne
somebody
Vishwadhar Sabha ko apne gale mein khud laga karke marta hai. Krishna aur Baldev ko
वहाँ से बुलवाया. As somebody commits suicide by a snake putting in his own neck.
लोगों को भेजा असुरों को उनको मारने के लिए.
Kans is thinking that I have sent so many assurs to kill Krishna. Then not even come back to tell me what happened to them. They did not even come back. Krishna, if I am call him to Mathura, then in Rangeshwar temple, we will perform a yagya. I will make him. I will try to please him, and there also we will have a wrestling match. And together, all of us, Char and Mushtik and
Shaul,
Kaushal, others, we will kill him. And planning like this, he sent Akrur, and Akrur went to Nandagaon, and he gave them a lot of words of encouragement that how mother your and father Devaki and they are being tortured. Vasudev and Devaki are being tortured every day. He is kicking them with his feet, insulting them. They became very angry, Krishna and Baladev. My mother and father, our mother and father are Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda. Krishna, yes, he is my friend's, my father's friend, so we must protect them also. They came to Mathura in a cart. Nanda Baba also came. He entered this wrestling arena and there was a bow. He broke this Kovalyapir, this elephant, killed. He, these teeth of his were broken, and this, where was this wrestling was going to take place, in this wrestling arena, he reached that place. He was covered with these spots of blood from this elephant. This Charanmushtik, who were big mountain like of the South India wrestlers, Krishna and Baladev, they were said, you come, let's have a wrestling match, and Maharaj Kans, we will please him by this wrestling. Krishna said, we are just small children, 10-year-old children, and you are so huge. Mountain like, we want to have wrestling with our age group people. Oh, you are, go. Every time you are practicing your Bakasur, Agasur, Putna, you have killed everybody. You are not small. Pull them by their hands and pull them in the wrestling arena. And they also began to wrestle, and immediately a wrestling match began, very strong, ferocious. Chanu, he hit him a box, he gave him a box at his chest. Krishna immediately picked him up and rotated him in the air and threw him, immediately left body. Baldev Prabhu also, he held Mushtik, immediately rotated him and he also threw him down. He also
died.
The drums were being beaten. Kansa said, stop it, no more sounding of these kettle drums, catch Krishna and Baladev. Nanda and Yashoda, Nanda also catch him also, and Vasudev also catch him, put them in prison, all of them. Krishna, when he heard, he immediately jumped right at this spot where he was, at a very height he was sitting, Kans, and he had a lot of weapons in his hand, a sword in his hands he had. Krishna, he just held his hair, his shikha, he held in one hand, and he threw him right at the ground. No weapons, nothing. No, just a small child, doesn't have a very big body, very small child. He threw him from the top, jumped on him, and he immediately died. Guns. All his brothers, they also were hit by Baladev Prabhu. Kansa's brothers also, they were killed. Then, Mathura's, some women were present there, women of Mathura. When they saw that Charanmushtik are pulling them to have a wrestling with them. Whoever will stay here, it will be sinful to watch all this. Such small children who are just drinking, they are having a wrestling match with such huge, ferocious bodied wrestlers. It will be very big offense, sinful to see these things. We are so unfortunate that gopis, we are having darshan of Krishna, but now we are seeing him having a wrestling with such huge ferocious people, and the blood stains are on his face and body, and they are going to have wrestling with these wrestlers. How fortunate they are, and they are speaking in these words, that how fortunate they are in these words, they are describing.
Oh
gopis, in Braj, you are residing. That Braj also very, very fortunate. This place is very fortunate because of Braj, this earth, and this even more fortunate is that place where these gopis are living, and Krishna has taken the form of this one Chitramalya, this peacock feather, what he is wearing. And that stick, Lakuti, that stick, what he is using to graze the cows, he is maintaining these cows along with Baladev, and he is playing this flute of his, and Brahma, Shiv, Lakshmi, everybody, they are glorifying him in their prayers. Oh, Braj gopis, how fortunate they are that those Braj gopis, they are so very fortunate. The chariot of their mind, they are always, Krishna is residing at that chariot of their mind. The gopis are so fortunate that Krishna is also always, gopis are so fortunate that Krishna also in his chariot of his mind always remembering the gopis. Those gopis, when they are milking the cows, or when they are using a broom to sweep, when they are cleaning the home, they are not remembering the work of the homes. They are just singing this Govinda Damo. When they are patting the children to make them sleep, oh child, sleep. No, they are not singing this. They are again singing Govinda. They are churning the yogurt with one stick. They are wrapping one rope around this stick, and they are watching where are their mind again singing. So now, like this, when the parrots in their home also, what they are teaching, speak. If gopis can do this, why you can do all these things? At the time of sweeping, or well, making the children to go to sleep, or performing other household chores, what you should do? You should sing always.
Oh, go.
What is the nature of the gopis? When Krishna is going to graze the cows in the forest, that time in the evening when he is coming back, along with the cows and sakhas playing his flute, he is coming back and they come out of their homes. And on the pathway where Krishna is coming from, then with their eyes they are performing aarti of Krishna. And Krishna is smiling and he accepts this aarti. In this such braj, and where we are so unfortunate, in this Mathura we are seeing Krishna wrestling. In this war, in this battle, so they are serving gopis in so many different ways. Uddhav, in the end, when he went to Braj, in the school of gopis to study, a very long katha, next time maybe I will tell you in more detail. Please understand this much, that in that time gopis, absolutely they lost all external consciousness, and just seeing a bumblebee, thinking Krishna as the messenger of black Krishna, sometimes they are speaking to him sweet words, sometimes they are chastising this bumblebee, sometimes something. So when seeing these emotions, moods of gopis, he said, "Oh gopis," became so astonished, "this song of yours in separation, you have made this place purified by this song of yours. I am very fortunate. Asha maho charan renu." The dust of the lotus feet of such gopis, even the Shrutis are trying to find this dust. And gopis, what they do? They hold this lotus feet of his on their chest and perform so many beautiful pastimes. Very fortunate are these gopis. So like this, I, in this village of Nanda Baba, those gopis who are there, I am praying at one grain of the dust at their lotus feet. What I am praying? In that direction, I cannot even pray to the dust of the lotus feet. In that direction where this dust of the lotus feet is, that, oh, may it be merciful on me that I will be able to understand their emotions and moods. So like this, I think we will finish this today. And now, here, residents of this place, some gentlemen, they will come and they will speak something, and after that we will also leave. Want to hear more, Prabhu? Hari Bol. Keep going.
Guru Maharaj ki
now, Radhanath Prabhu is speaking now.
Noida vasi jo hai,
the Noida residents of Noida, we cannot repay him whatever he is speaking. Gurudev is very merciful. He has announced the next year's program also by his own mercy. He himself has announced that next year also we are going to have this program. But we are very greedy. In my heart I was thinking that maybe we will hear these beautiful pastimes of 1 week, but he has announced 4 days. Maybe we will, in the middle of this year, we will fall down at his feet. We will tell him to increase this 7 days. And you also clap and support me that we should have next time Harikatha of 7 days, not four. Oh my dear brothers, Mitra Mandal, Mr. Pradeep Mehta, please let him come on the stage and let him, may he welcome
Mr. Vipin Malan, Bharat Vikas Parishad ke jo adhyaksh hain,
Bharat Vikas Parishad,
aur Shri Dharamveer Sharma ji,
Mr. Dharamveer Sharma is calling all gentlemen who have helped him,
Sanjay Bali,
Mr. Sanjay Bali, all those who have helped me, Mr. Ramesh, I'm confused, I'm sorry,
Shri Ramesh ji,
Mr. Ramesh,
और
एंड
श्री प्रदीप मेहता जी, ये जो टीम आ रही है, ये टीम ने सबसे पहले गुरु महाराज जी की कथा को यहाँ पर शुरुआत किया
और
शुरुआत करके बीच में छोड़ा नहीं,
उस दिन से आज तक
गुरु महाराज जी के चरणों में श्रद्धा है और बार बार इनकी इच्छा है कि इसी प्रकार से गुरु महाराज जी के यहाँ पर कथा का आयोजन हो और उसमें ये लोग कन मन धन से सहयोग करते हैं। श्री प्रदीप मेहता जी जाएं मैं उनसे प्रार्थना करता हूँ कि दो मिनट वो गुरु महाराज जी का यहाँ पर नोएडा वासियों की ओर से धन्यवाद करें।
फ्रॉम द साइड ऑफ द रेजिडेंस ऑफ नोएडा में ही
उपस्थित संतमान और नोएडा के धर्म प्रेमी सज्जनों और
present residents of Noida, the saintly persons
Noida
of
you.
Noida actually is famous for in the world, it is an important place as an industrial place, but in the religious sphere also we are having some part, we are taking part.
भगवान राम जब लंका पर विजय प्राप्त करने के लिए जा रहे थे आजकल ये विषय काफी चर्चित अखबारों में आ रहा है,
पॉपुलर दिस सब्जेक्ट में भी यू आर हियरिंग दिस.
तो बीच में बहुत बड़ा समुद्र था,
देयर वाज अ वेरी बिग ओशन,
उसके पार में सेना को जाना था.
द आर्मी हैड टू क्रॉस दिस विद राम जी.
पुल का निर्माण हुआ,
द ब्रिज वाज मेड.
हम इतिहास में पढ़ते हैं कि गिलहरी का भी बहुत बड़ा योगदान था.
देयर वाज अ स्क्विरल आल्सो हु वाज हेल्पिंग लॉर्ड श्री राम.
तिनकी भर वो मिट्टी लेके आ रही थी, लेकिन पुल का निर्माण वो कर रही थी, उसमें सहयोग कर रही थी,
हेल्पिंग इन मेकिंग दिस ब्रिज. स्मॉल 3
किलोमीटर चौड़ाई का वो पुल है.
इट इज 3.5 किलोमीटर ब्रॉड,
उसकी लंबाई
3 किलोमीटर लॉन्ग. दिस ब्रिज
आज भी विद्यमान है.
Today also it is present, this bridge.
बचाने के लिए भी
टू से
तुरंत लगे हुए हैं.
So many saintly persons are wanting,
में भी
wanting
कोई ना कोई कोशिश कर रहा है.
Some people are trying to break this, but we are trying to stop this. I'm just
trying to के योगदान को इतिहास में याद किया जाता है कि उसने सहयोग किया उसको बनाने के लिए.
Support is also mentioned in drama.
उसी इतिहास में ये भी लिखा गया है कि समुद्र को एक गरुड़ हुआ. रसानंद प्रभु ने भी बताया कि
रसानंद प्रभु हाउ सेइंग दैट
गर्व तो किसी को भी हो सकता है.
एनीबॉडी कैन बिकम प्राउड.
उस वक्त हुआ था.
ओशन आल्सो बिकेम प्राउड वन टाइम एंड वी नो दैट हाउ भगवान श्री राम व्हेन ही टुक आउट हिज बो एंड एरो एंड द ओशन रियलाइज्ड दैट आई कमिटेड अ मिस्टेक एंड ही आल्सो
बाकी बिहारी मित्र मंडल ने पहला कार्यक्रम गुरुदेव का कराया. इनके मात्र का प्रयास था. हमारी कोशिश होगी कि अगला कार्यक्रम जो
नेक्स्ट ईयर आल्सो वी विल ट्राई टू व्हाटएवर दे हैज अनाउंस्ड वी विल ट्राई टू मेक इट मोर ऑपुलेंट एंड बेटर.
आपका नोएडा आगमन का हार्दिक स्वागत और धन्यवाद करते हैं.
थैंक यू ऑल फॉर नेक्स्ट ईयर आल्सो इनवाइटिंग यू
दैट नोएडा में होते रहिए.
लेट श्री कृष्णा बी मर्सीफुल ऑन ऑल. थैंक यू ऑल ऑफ यू वेरी मच.
हमारे श्री जगमोहन आनंद जी, मैं जगमोहन आनंद जी से प्रार्थना करूंगा कृपया मंच पर आए.
मिस्टर जगमोहन आनंद
जी हमारे बहुत सीधे साधे भक्त हैं.
इज वेरी सिंपल devotee.
पिछली दो कथाओं में यहाँ पर बारिश हुई थी.
इट वॉज रेनिंग द लास्ट टू टाइम्स.
कथा के पहले दिन बारिश होती थी तो श्री जगमोहन आनंद जी सुबह घर से निकल करके बारिश का पानी यहाँ से निकालने वाले सबसे पहले व्यक्ति होते थे. और वो सुबह से शाम तक हमारे साथ की सेवा करने के लिए प्रयास होता था. जैसे तैसे करके शाम को कथा का आयोजन उसके लिए वही सुबह में भी पूरा प्रयास करते थे. श्री जगमोहन आनंद जी
यूज्ड टू सर्व. Mr. Jagmohan Anand is coming now.
Shri Subhash Anand ji, main chhama chahta hu.
I'm sorry, Mr. Subhash Anand.
Main naam galat kiya. Aap log taali baja karke unka abhinandan
karein. Please support them.
Shri Rajiv Mittal ji, Jawaharlal Nehru Youth Center, aap to Guru Maharaj ji ke shishya hain. Main unse bhi prarthna karta hu ki wo manch par aakar ke Guru Maharaj ji ka swagat kare. Raghav Hari Prabhu agar aaye hain, Raghav Hari Prabhu, ya unke bhai, दोनों में से जो भी है मेरी प्रार्थना है कृपया मंच पर आकर के गुरु महाराज जी का अभिनंदन करेंगे.
Everybody is going there and garlanding Gurudev, falling down at his feet.
हम धन्यवाद करना चाहते हैं उन सभी लोगों का.
I'm wanting to thank everybody. They are also being gifted.
इस आयोजन में मदद की.
They are also being gifted.
भगवान कहते
हैं laminated
Nitai Gaur, laminated Nitai Gaur.
भगवान कहते हैं कोई गुरुदेव इज गिविंग विद हिज ओन हैंड.
मेरी ब्यूटीफुल नेताई गौर,
तो मैं उसके धन का 10 गुना 100 गुना 1000 गुना 1 लाख गुना करके
भगवान
वापस लौटा देता हूँ.
Somebody,
लेकिन कोई अगर
gives me
अपने आप को मेरी सेवा में लगा देता है तो
I give him
100 times 1000 times.
But if somebody helps me with his own body, I myself become his own.
So Govind Gaudiya Math,
our devotees, they have day and night, they have work, they have left all their business, everything, and they have
कथा की सफलता के लिए प्रयास किया गुरु महाराज की सेवा की. हम तो केवल
वी आर ओनली
शब्दों से धन्यवाद करते हैं. बाकी गुरु महाराज जी की कृपा उन पर हमेशा बरसती रहेगी.
लेट गुरुदेव गिव मर्सी टू देम ऑलवेज एंड दिस ब्यूटीफुल एरिया वर्क वी हैव अरेंज्ड. मिस्टर त्यागी,
हम अपने त्यागी जी का भी बहुत-बहुत धन्यवाद करते हैं सुंदर पंडाल के लिए.
त्यागी जी आल्सो
और इतना सुंदर जो आप पीछे ये जो सज्जा देख रहे हैं,
व्हाटएवर यू सीन दीस डेकोरेशंस,
ये मेरठ के एक आजिम भाई हैं.
दिस इज वन
आजिम जी ने ये सुंदर डेकोरेशन की है. आजिम जी का भी हम बहुत-बहुत धन्यवाद करते हैं
हिम आल्सो.
और उन सबसे ज्यादा
एंड मोर देन
उन सबसे ज्यादा धन्यवाद आप लोगों का.
आई थैंक ऑल ऑफ यू.
आप लोग हर रोज इतना गर्मी में
इवन इन दिस
अपना काम छोड़कर के सारी चीजें छोड़कर के यहाँ कथा सुनने के लिए आए.
हरी कथा,
हमारा आपके चरणों में नतमस्तक होकर के हम प्रणाम करते हैं आपको.
श्री
श्री राधा गोविंद गौड़िया मठ के भक्तों की ओर से और सभी की ओर से,
द साइड ऑफ श्री श्री राधा गोविंद गौड़िया मठ एंड अदर डिवोटीज. Gurudev is still sitting, but now he's wanting to get up and leave.
Guru Maharaj ke liye main do shabd.
I will speak two words.
Mere ko kehne ka avsar mila.
I got this opportunity to speak two words about Gurudev.
Mother
Maharaj got up and he's speaking to
altar
Radhanath Prabhu.
There
in the altar
Guru Maharaj ji ka ek chavi yahan par thi.
There was one
कोई भक्त उसको ले गए हैं यहाँ मंदिर में गुरु महाराज जी की छवि थी
there was one
उनसे हमारी प्रार्थना जो भी लेकर के गए हैं
requesting whoever has taken please return this painting back to Guru Madhav Maharaj it's very important that painting
Rohinandan Prabhu के साथ कोई भक्त है
if one devotee with Rohinandan Prabhu he had taken it so I'm requesting him to bring this back
लौटा दे
some painting was
there सदगुरु के बहुत सारे गुण शास्त्रों में बताए लेकिन
there are descriptions of symptoms of sadguru in shastras but the three more symptoms are described although there are many symptoms described in shastra
a sadguru is parangat hona chahiye
he should be perfect
taki jo
having perfect knowledge of shastras that those who have taken his shelter the disciples that his their doubts through the shastras he should
ek gun
dissolve all their doubts and the second quality that
sadguru ko
सदगुरु भगवान गुरु शुड हैव नो अटैचमेंट टुवर्ड्स दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड
अनासक्त होना चाहिए
शुड बी रिनाउंस्ड फ्रॉम दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड
एंड थर्ड के उनको कृष्ण अनुभूति होनी चाहिए
ही शुड हैव रियलाइजेशन ऑफ कृष्ण मोर और लेस बट ही शुड हैव रियलाइजेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड
हम लोग जिन्होंने गुरु महाराज के श्री चरणों में आश्रय लिया
शेल्टर ऑफ ऑल ऑफ अस
वो टेकन एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ द तीनों के तीनों गुरुदेव दैट ऑल दीस थ्री क्वालिटीज वी सी प्रेजेंट इन फुल एट द लोटस फीट ये हमारे परम सौभाग्य की बात है ये
दिस इज वेरी वेरी मैटर ऑफ ग्रेट फॉर्च्यून इट इज नॉट रिजल्ट ऑफ एनी कर्म
हमारी कोई सुकृति ऐसी नहीं है
वी डोंट हैव एनी सुकृति
हमें मिला हो
दैट वी हैव गॉट एट द रिजल्ट ऑफ दिस
स्टेशन दिस शेल्टर ऑफ मिली है ये अनायास कृपा गुरु महाराज कृपा
By the mercy of Gurudev Mahaprabhu's parampara, because he has come, this emotion, this mood of that he is just, he is not just sprinkling this, he is drowning everybody in this mercy of the Lord. So all the fortunate persons that will just loot it, and the devotees of Noida are especially very fortunate.
And he always remembers us, Noida devotees,
and gives us a chance to serve
him.
All these Noida devotees, we are from them, we are thanking them, and all these saintly persons are also, we are thanking them also very much. Thank you very much. Damodar Maharaj paid his obeisances, he was given a garland by Gurudev.
And
now we will sing very beautiful songs of Holi, which is a very famous Holi. Our Brajvasis Bhakt have come here,
and
they will sing the songs of Braj Holi, and I will like how... No, Madhav Maharaj is saying that we will go now. Radhanath Prabhu saying maybe some I will offer some flowers at his lotus feet. Madhav saying it's getting very late, but on the way when we are going.
हमारा श्री श्री राधा गोविंद गौड़िया मठ जिसका एड्रेस D5 सेक्टर 55 है वहाँ प्रत्येक रविवार को शाम को 6:30 बजे ऐसे ही कृष्ण कथाओं का कार्यक्रम होता है तो हमारी आप सबसे निवेदन है कि आप वहाँ पर
आइए और कृष्ण कथा का लाभ उठाइए बहुत सुंदर श्री राधा गोविंद गौड़िया मठ वी आर हैविंग प्रोग्राम लाइक दिस एवरी डे वी आर हैविंग हरी कथा इन द इवनिंग एवरी डे राधा गोविंद भी है दर्शन आल्सो यू कैन हैव ऑल द ब्यूटीफुल डेइटीज
और जैसा मैंने पहले भी कहा था गॉट अप
एंड ऑल द ब्रदर प्रभु गॉट अप
फिर हमारा जो गेटिंग अप
रामन प्रभु स्टैंडिंग एंड गुरुदेव इज आल्सो गोइंग टू गेट अप
पत्रिका का भी प्रकाशन होता है तो उसके जो मेंबरशिप है 1 साल के लिए ₹120 है और 5 वर्ष के लिए ₹500 और आजीवन 550 और आजीवन 3100 ₹3000 है तो आप हमारे सुबल सखा प्रभु उनको आप संपर्क कर सकते हैं उस पत्रिका से लाभ उठाइए आप उस पत्रिका को लीजिएगा और आप सभी से प्रार्थना है कृपया प्रणाम करके आप लोग गुरु महाराज को प्रणाम करके अपनी जगह पर आ जाए अपनी जगह पर आए बहुत सुंदर होली का गायन हमारे भक्तों के द्वारा किया जाएगा हमारे एक भक्त की बड़ी इच्छा थी वो मैंने देखा वो सुबह से अभ्यास कर रहे थे श्री गोपी गीत के गायन का तो गोपी गीत बहुत मधुर है तो होली के पहले मैं उनके चरणों में प्रार्थना करता हूँ
प्रैक्टिसिंग सिंस मॉर्निंग ही सेइंग द गोपी गीत
जिसका उन्होंने
सो गुरुदेव हैज गॉट अप एंड ही इज लीविंग ऑल द डिवोटीज आर आल्सो गेटिंग अप ओके प्रभु नाउ एवरीबॉडी इज गोइंग एंड देयर इज लॉट ऑफ मूवमेंट हियर नाउ ओके प्रभु
पाल सिंह जी और श्री अशोक शर्मा जी
हरि बोल।
आप लोग आइए, रास्ता में है गुरु जी, आप लोग उनका स्वागत है। श्री अखिल शर्मा जी नोएडा एम्प्लॉयज
एसोसिएशन
के सेक्रेटरी हैं।
योग का ये
इंसान ह्यूज पोर्शन है।
चारों 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 बस चल रहे।
Thank you.